You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The funeral for New Jersey actor James Gandolfini will be held this morning at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Manhattan. The 51-year-old star of the HBO series The Sopranos died from a heart attack while traveling in Italy last week. Gandolfini and his character Tony Soprano were Jersey boys. Governor Chris Christie ordered flags across the Garden State to be flown at half-staff in his honor. We're joined now by culture critic Lee Siegel. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Last week, you wrote a commentary for the New York Times in which you described Tony Soprano as a small-time gangster of mythic proportions who embodied New Jersey through the magnetic torment of his persona. What was it about Gandolfini and his most famous character that spoke to you?
Well, the desperation and the ambition that was mixed with kind of a self-defeating brutality and a sort of vulnerable tenderness beneath all the bluster. It reminded me of all the paradoxes and contradictions New Jersey has become famous or notorious for, from Bruce Springsteen's anti-heroes to Snooki. New Jersey is this place in New York's shadow of great dreamers and strivers, many of whose dreams do not work out. And there is a pathos to the place, and Tony seemed to embody this pathos to me.
And you grew up in Bergen County as well, so you kind of relate a little bit to, I guess, both the actor and the character.
Well, yes, I recognize the sort of New Jersey rhythm and fatality in the character and the actor, absolutely.
Was there something essentially New Jersey about Gandolfini that made his depiction of Tony Soprano so great, or was it just good acting?
I think partly it was good acting. He was certainly a gifted actor, though in no role that he played did he rise to such expressive poetic archetypal heights as he did with Tony. Obviously, it spoke to him. But I think there was also there was something about him that he shared with Tony, right? Tony was this big guy who had a kind of wounded child within, and so apparently did Gandolfini, this very large man who was tormented, as he stated publicly, by his addiction to drugs and alcohol, and that seems to have had a lot to do with his tragic early death.
In your commentary, you write that Tony Soprano paved the way for Chris Christie, that without him, the state wouldn't have been ready for the big, blustery governor. How do you figure that?
Well, Christie came across as having a kind of A-type Manhattan personality, kind of a Giuliani type, the sort of guy who would run roughshod over your dreams in a very un-Jersey-like manner. In that, he was like Tony the Gangster. But we knew after seven seasons of watching Gandolfini as Tony Soprano that underneath the bellowing baritone, there was indeed the soprano, the sort of vulnerable, sobbing soprano. And you took a look at Christie and you looked past the bluster and you saw, certainly before his surgery, you saw this, let's face it, this obese guy who could not keep himself from eating, and overeating is related to a certain anxiety, and that is related to a certain kind of wound. And I think people looked through that, saw the wound, and began to identify with this guy, and his image filled out, as it were, from the blustering, threatening, bullying kind of character to someone who really was very vulnerable and weak inside. People could identify with that.
It's kind of ironic that you're finding similarities in a guy who's basically the character's a gangster and then the governor who was the former federal prosecutor for New Jersey. I mean, it's kind of ironic.
Well, that's right. Well, and in The Sopranos, the FBI were portrayed as having some of the qualities, and certainly successful law enforcement officers do have certain qualities that the tough guys they pursue also have. So I think that there's a certain seamlessness between the two types, certainly.
Governor Christie appears to be looking ahead to a possible presidential run in 2016. Do you think it's possible that Tony Soprano might have prepared the rest of the country as well for Chris Christie?
Maybe. At first I didn't like Christie. Now I confess I feel sort of tender towards him. I wish him well. He's a Republican in a Democratic state, an often corrupt Democratic state, and he knows that a lot of his policies are just going to be shot down by the Democratic legislature. So he'll have made his gestures to the right. right, while it's at the same time appealing to or satisfying the preferences of his mostly Democratic constituency. And I think he's kind of learned how to play Jersey politics very nicely, to be a sort of Democratic governor in all but name.
Lee Siegel writes about art and culture and lives in Montclair, New Jersey. Thanks so much, Lee.
My pleasure.